Hey everybody, this is Mel and Brooke from Mom's Art 2. Okay, before we start the episode, stop listening right now and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
If you want to watch us make a fool of ourselves, subscribe to our YouTube channel at Mom's Art 2 and get video episodes each week.
All right, on to the show. We are just two moms in search of inspiration
while creating questionable comedy.
Moms are too.
Silly. What? Silly. What?
Do we need a talk show for this episode? Because seriously, Brooke,
Let's do it.
But we already know this episode is about quirks.
It's about quirks.
And y'all are going to know once the episode starts how we got there. And everybody has them.
You know you do.
You know you do. And we want to hear about it.
And just share them with us.
And share them with us. Give it.
Slip them in my DMs. Moms are too.
I was hot. You should. I'm surprised that we don't get more.
Right?
Why don't we get anybody sending us like dick pics or anything?
Man.
What's wrong with you? You would think, right?
Look at that. Look at what's happening here.
I mean, look at.
Like, look.
If you guys were watching us on YouTube right now, you would see how hot we are. And like, look at this hair.
You look, you look like a doll. You have girls. What's the doll that
American
looks
Girl
like
doll?
A girl? Yes. Who had braids in her hair and you undid them.
Oh, yeah.
But you look like,
I wonder what my name would
glasses
be.
Glasses on.
Oh, right. What would my name be if I was an American Girl doll?
Rhonda Kimberly.
Yes, it would.
Your name would be Rhonda Kimberly. You'd have books about you. What would be your story, Rhonda Kimberly?
Well, clearly I roller skate, but only
clearly.
In private.
Clearly. No one knows my real talent.
My real talent is roller skating.
Hey, Rhonda Kimberly, what's your quirk?
I pick my nose and feed it to people.
I smell glasses before I drink out of it.
Don't give away all of our secrets.
No, but I mean, now that when you put it into context.
Yeah, right. This like girl, Rhonda she Kimberly. Definitely smells the glasses.
She either smells her fingers or smells glasses.
It might be everything.
Drinks. She might just smell things. I bet she sniffs hair.
She's
like
a smeller.
Biden.
He is a little bit of a hair sniffer.
There's video of him sniffing hair.
But look. See, that's the thing. It doesn't have to be sexual, right? It could just be.
No, maybe it's a thing. He enjoys, he's like, maybe he knows shampoo. I mean, you know, look, the man's old. He's been around the block.
Right.
He knows shampoos. He knows conditioners. Maybe it's like a thing. He's like,
that's a little Vidal Sassoon. Purell.
Yeah.
Little
that's
bit,
the newer head and
that's
shoulders.
That's a J&J. Cancer. That's a cancer powder you have on, isn't it?
You should probably quit wearing that.
That's the thing is maybe because he smells the Johnson & Johnson.
Oh,
maybe that's what he's
out.
Doing. He's actually trying to save humanity so that women aren't getting vaginal cancer.
Right.
Because of Johnson & Johnson powder. Which ironically is the same noise that your vagina makes expelling air.
Right.
As it
and
does
if you had powder
in.
When it expelled, it would make the same looking puff look too.
It would. It would.
It's like it looked like it going in and it looks like it coming out.
Oh, see, women's bodies
circle.
Are amazing.
Thanks for teaching us that, J&J. We would have never known.
Rhonda Kimberly knows it all. Oh my god, let's just get to the episode.
Let's, you know what? Let's find out.
Let's just do it. A little bit of Mel Brooke. Ooh.
Silly.
Hi, Brooke.
Melanie Lee
Brooklyn
is in the house. Oh, oh, oh. I don't know. That was like my
that was my
wolf call.
Call in high school. That's not true. No one called me in high school.
Not a cat call, but a wolf call.
They were like, yeah, look at that hairy bitch.
Is that on her back or down her back?
It doesn't matter. I'm prepubescent until I'm 19, so it doesn't matter. Okay. This episode, Brooklyn,
look,
starts.
Now listen.
Look. This episode started because you read an article, and I want you to tell people about it because it led to a whole bunch of other shit. That we're going to get into. But tell
actually,
us.
Actually, it's a great understanding of how Melanie and I's creative mind works.
There we go.
And where it goes from an article like this to where we're going to take it. That's so right. There's not really a lot of rhyme or reason. Mm-mm. I am a avid reader of Apple News on my phone. You know, I get all the little articles I like, whatever. Came across the Wall Street Journal's article. The battle over refrigerated butter.
Listen.
Enough is enough. What? Oh, I have to read that.
That's in the article, right? That's in the headline.
That's the title of the article.
Enough is enough.
So they go through and I looked around like, are people going to come out and be like, oh, we got you?
Yeah.
No, it's like the dumbest article for Wall Street Journal. They're really talking about like, which is better? Why do we refrigerate our butter? And you'll have to read it, but it goes on that it talks about a lady who is so passionate about her butter being out and not refrigerated and how good her toast tasted and how easy it was to spread the butter.
Well, she's not
wrong.
It was
sitting out. Right. But do we know this? Why are we having, why is there an article about no, we know when you set butter out, it's softer and easier to spread.
Like, that's true.
What, tell me something new, Wall Street. Let's
go. Don't you have to pay like $10 a month for that shit?
Well, but then you get an array of.
You get more than just the butter.
Different news organizations.
Oh.
It's not just Wall Street Journal. It's like through Apple News, you pay $9.99 a month and you get access to all these articles and a bunch of magazines, digital magazines. But yeah, it's great. But I'm like, why is this happening? And a lady actually went out and was advocating that they changed the rules on that, and that she would go to trade shows and set up booths and give examples. I mean, she's passionate.
She's passionate about a pad.
I'm like, what is happening? So I told you about that.
Yeah. And you
responded with.
Right. First of all, what the fuck? And yes, because you should get your butter out. But it made me think of, I also leave my creamer out.
Well, yours is like not real cream.
Well, no. Yeah, it's the creamer. What are those called? The big.
Like the.
Yeah. Hazelnut.
Yeah.
Creamer.
French vanilla.
Right. Hazelnut. Let's not fuck around. But you buy them from the refrigerated section. But we don't refrigerate ours. Like, we'll put it in at the end of the night. But like 9 o'clock sometimes I'll be going to bed and be like, oh, we didn't put the. Because it does not really need to be refrigerated. Yeah, right? It's fine. It does not need to be refrigerated. We leave it out. No. It's just how it is. I learned a lot of that actually from Thailand because they don't refrigerate their mayonnaise. And so you'll go up to a long tail to go get like a tuna sandwich or whatever. And they make it with mayonnaise that's sitting on the boat in the sun. Oh. And I was like, oh golly. And then I ate it and was like, this is delicious. I talk like that. When I was about 22,
don't care.
I talk like this all the time, especially in Thailand.
And then she shit her brains.
Yeah. And then I died. But it also reminded me of like how many quirks do we have, right? And there, I think we do a lot of things that sometimes we don't think about. And then we were like, well, let's ask a bunch of people who are put it out there in the world what people's quirks are. Because some of them might be things that we're like, that's fucked up. And some of them might be things that are like, you know, actually, I might. Like now I know everybody's going to leave their creamer out because they know they can.
Well, I think everybody knew that you didn't have to refrigerate a stick of butter.
Well, now everyone does because of our podcast.
I get that French salted butter from Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm. And do you refrigerate it?
It comes in a block. No, it comes in a block.
Yeah.
And I actually cut it in half. So then I have two sticks of butter.
Oh.
And then I put one in the fridge for later, like just
right
to keep hard so it doesn't like right. soften up. But I when I put that in my little butter dish, no, that thing is on the countertop.
Yeah.
And I'm spreading the butter on
Do
the bread.
Do you have a
I'm
butter dish
to eat?
With yes. a cap on it and stuff? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Well, first of all, let me tell you something. Obviously, this article did what it was supposed to do.
Well, we're talking about it.
That's right. Okay, two. You have children in your home, and
I
you
do.
Have boys. Ooh. Are there little toast crumbs on that butter?
From knives? Actually, they do pretty good, but sometimes. Yeah, but you know what? I just go and I...
Scrape it off?
I scrape it and put it in the trash sometimes.
That's what I do.
If there's just a little. Because I don't know how long that's been there.
Well,
either.
I also don't know. Messy. No. So,
can I talk about messy and food? I was yes. at Whole Foods today yeah. getting like a little snacky.
Yeah.
And a guy walked by and he grabbed a handle and like kind of stirred something and looked at it. And then he put the handle or put the spoon down. And then he looked at his hand like he had, there was food on the handle and the food on his hand. And he licked
no.
the hand. To get that off and then was like tasting it and then he walked over and grabbed another like different spoon at a different I was like
and he spit on it
yeah but then he but who he else has been grabbing that spoon too
right
and then he's like oh let me just so talk about like just weird things isn't it interesting how people do things and you're just like what in the hell are you thinking
and I
but
wonder if
them,
he didn't
normal.
Even he maybe yeah. didn't even realize he was doing it
I don't think so
I told you about my grandma when she would try on lipstick at like Sephora
Hilarious.
Or the JCPenney counter and she would like it was the samples and she would roll it up like this. I'll roll it all the way up and then she'd use it and she'd put her tongue on her bottom lip.
And then rub the lipstick on the bottom lip and yeah. have it all.
It was disgusting.
She was licking the lipstick.
She was licking the lipstick and I thought, well, now I know. Like I'm never.
Never again.
No. Ever. Germies is a big one for me. Like my sister and I both have germy ones that are like, we can't share bottles of water. We can't share ice cream or cereal or no, don't fucking touch my dairy. Like,
okay,
no.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, but there's like,
I can see
I
people
of, like,
spit
the
on
line.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Like no. dairy gets milky around the mouth and like,
no,
lines,
that's
like your eighth grade math teacher, you know?
It's disgusting. Okay.
And the whole time you're licking your lips for them.
Ugh, right. Because they have, or let's say the corners.
Just lick your lips.
Just fucking lick them. Take a
yeah,
sip
one,
of water.
One dot
the one
of
that
spit.
Spreads.
And it does it. And you just keep watching because you're not sure. It only does it like every third time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just a little dot of spit on the tip of their lip.
I had a science teacher that happened to.
I had a history teacher, Mr. Jones. He taught me Mesopotamia, land between two rivers.
Oh.
I'll never forget that. There was like a whole thing. Yeah.
Mesopotamia.
What are you talking about?
But this brought up
quarks.
Quarks. First of all, when we first started talking about this, though, Brooke, you wrote quarks.
I did.
Is that a thing? Did you think
it
was? Oh.
No.
Okay.
Quarks. I just spelled it wrong.
Okay.
And it didn't autocorrect because it's a real word.
Quarks?
Like a quark? Like it's a. Like a. Yeah, it's something.
Like
there's a real.
Oh, well, it must be a real word.
Spelled. Yeah, because it didn't autocorrect. No, I know it's quirk.
Quirk.
Like work. Like work, bitch. Quirk.
Quirk and work are spelled differently, though.
They're spelled. I
think
the
they're spelled.
The same.
They're spelled.
They're spelled.
They're both spelled. In general. You have
spelt.
To spell them. They're spelt. Okay. I'm gonna tell you one of mine.
Yes.
Okay. One of mine is that I have to put my left side of my body in things first. So I have to put my left sock on my right sock, left shoe, right shoe. I have to put left underwear leg hole, left pant leg hole, left arm goes in the, like I cannot start with my right side. I don't know why. It makes me feel like my whole day is going to be off.
Really?
Sometimes I don't think about it because I'm just in the motion, but most of the time I think about it. I grab my pants.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's something.
I don't have that kind of awareness.
Oh.
I just don't think that I... And you know what, though? I got a scare because Alzheimer's runs in my family. And I think I read an article where it said you're more at risk to having or like falling into Alzheimer's symptoms when you do the same thing, probably more mindless. Like you're mindful of, you're making sure you're doing it. Mm-hmm. But when you just have a habit of showering in the same order or brush, you know, you always brush your teeth with your right hand. So they would, were saying like, brush your teeth with your left hand. Change up your shower routine or like how you get it, you know,
switch
just to
it up.
Remember that, you know, being aware.
So you have to think about what you're doing.
Making your brain work in a different way, keeping it kind of active.
And, yeah.
So now I notice sometimes I'm like, yeah, let's change it up a little bit. Yeah, let me.
Do you think that, do you think this with my left what hand? Alzheimer's feels like is, you know how when you're driving and you like have done it so many times, you go from one point to another and you're like, and you I don't remember. Like, I wonder if that's,
where we go, like where our brain goes.
I don't know.
In consciousness, but we're not conscious.
Yeah. Like, when I,
I mean, we're conscious, but
when I ate too many edibles one time, I've only done it one time because I'm fucking afraid. I know. And I was just telling Charlie, I need to do drugs.
You know, like look, I need to find something. I'm an advocate.
I know. I'm going to try it. Tomorrow I'm going to do a
just do a little.
I'm gonna do a quarter
a gummy.
And he said, just do a quarter sativa, and then we'll see.
Sativa?
What do I? I don't do sativa. What do I do?
Oh, sativa gives me anxiety.
Really?
Yeah, because I think everybody, I'm high strung.
Oh god.
Sativa is like a daytime. Sativa is like, woo! I gotta get this done. So for people who kind of already have that about them, it can cause
like Adderall kind of makes me go like focused. I'm so fucking focused.
Yes. Yeah, but I shouldn't do Adderall. Like, that's why I like a hybrid or an indica because an indica is calming. It's like night. Like, it's the night one.
Uh-huh. But I don't want to be heavy and stuff. I want to just like enjoy myself.
You still will. So a hybrid is your go-to. If you can get Pineapple Express.
Okay.
That's the hybrid you want.
Okay. It's well, perfect. Now everybody's learning, so that's good. It's legal out here, so we're allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, we're talking about it. So I'm an advocate.
So that's one of my quirks, and then I'm gonna tell you one more thing. I mean, you probably know so many things. One more thing is I always smell my glass.
Oh.
Always. No matter where it comes from, I always smell my glass before I fill it. That comes mostly from like trauma, I think. So I don't know if that's necessarily a quirk or something I need to work through.
Like a coping mechanism.
because things were always dirty. Like we were just talking about my aunt and uncle, great aunt and uncle who lived in Maryland, that my cousin Kelly and I went to see them with my grandparents. Long story. Wowza. Was that a trip? But all of their glasses had shit all over them, like crust and things. And they all smelled like that weird smell.
Oh.
And so I, that kinda may have
like
been.
Like a wet, old wet rag, kind of like a.
Old people farts.
They're farting in the cup and then putting it down real quick.
It's mine. My cup. I farted in it. It's mine.
He farts in it, puts it back. He's like, can't wait for whatever you're. Yeah, her name is.
Kelly's going to have a sip of my fart glass.
And see, because you never did, it like crusted the inside.
See, now we're finding, we're figuring things out. Brooke, you're helping
science.
Me. Science. This is science. So that is one thing that I do, even at home, when it's glasses I know that have come out of the dishwasher in my own home or Charlie has washed them, I still smell the glass and then fill it up.
Just in case. Well, you know, because so you get that one glass that has a smell and then your whole drink, like you, and then it's all.
It's fucking over.
It's like touched your nose.
Nope.
Like,
and then everything goes in the trash. Yeah. Everything in my house.
My face.
We move is what we do. We just move countries.
I'm out.
We got to start over. Shut it down. Shut it the fuck down.
Charlie's over there like shaking as he hands you a glass.
I don't want to move again.
I don't want to go.
Can't we just stay here? wash the dishes better.
I know. I'll do better next time.
I know, because I don't do dishes. This is the kind of person I am, Brooke. Fuck.
Well, that's probably why you got to smell it, because you weren't the one washing it.
I smell it anyway. I live by myself in Chicago and LA, and I still smell like this. But I also had cockroaches.
Is that weird when you go to someone's house and they hand you a glass? How do you do that?
I hide
secretly.
Sometimes I'll...
You're like, excuse me, I need to go to the restroom.
Privately with my glass. I have to fart in my own glass before I drink. I had to mark it.
Could you imagine?
No, but what I do is, I do it at your house too. I take the glass. I take the glass and I go, oh yeah, yeah, I'm going to have something. Ooh, I like your glasses.
But if I just delicately, bad, you'd be like, I don't like this.
No, take this away. You better move.
You need to pack go it up now.
No, I'll usually set it down, or I'll take the glass and just do a quick rinse. Just do a quick little rinse out.
Yeah, oh, that's so nice.
And then I'll drink.
There was
out
a
of
little
it
something in there.
No, it was just stinky.
No big deal.
Something stinky in your glass.
You farted in it. That's, I know, fine.
So tell me one of yours.
Really, I'm telling you, I'm so freaking boring. Unless I have just no awareness. I definitely have a thing with fire.
Oh,
fire. Well, I like to burn, like, before I clean, I like to burn incense and candles. And before I sit down to, like, write and work, I have to light a candle or burn incense.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. The cleaning thing, I feel like it's like a... getting a jump start. Like, come on, let's get this old air out of here. It's dirty. Which I'm like putting...
Is that what it does?
I'm putting
it
smoke
really...
in... No, yeah, but to me, it's almost like a reset.
Right.
Like a...
You put...
I'm going to clean this and let's get the air smelling good. Or I don't know what it is. I don't know why.
Interesting.
You know what? I think it's like I have... I notice it's transition things. So like when I come home and I have to start, like I've left like... work day and I've gotten the kids and we've done all our run around towns, and then I come home and I gotta start cooking and I have to start doing the dishes like from the day and kind of tidying up. It's like a recess, like a all right, here we go into this next phase. But I'm an incense girl. I burn incense a lot.
That's good though. I feel like it might get you in the, because honestly, cleaning for me is also very therapeutic. Right?
Yeah, it is. And so, I mean, sometimes. No, I don't know. I get angry. If I'm cleaning, don't fucking talk to me.
Really?
Not funny. Oh, I'm pissed.
I put my headphones on so nobody talks to me.
Well, I do that too. Mm. But then I'm pissed. But then they're like, Mom. You're like, what? I'm here cleaning my face in a toilet right now. You know, I'm very upset by that.
You sound fun.
No, I'm kidding. I'm a real good time.
I don't think I've ever seen you not fun.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean, even when we're not fun, we're still fun.
I mean.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm a goober. I wear my kids out. I'm so weird. My kids just sit there and take it. I'm so weird to them.
That's good, though, awesome. Because they're learning to be weird and they're learning to be accepting.
They're learning to accept other weird people.
Yeah.
Because their mother is one.
That's right.
So they have to, they'll have empathy for.
Yeah.
Weirdos.
You want to take a commercial break and then we'll come back and talk about other people's quirks?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yay! Hey, everybody. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about this new thing that we found. It is called Moonlight. It's amazing. We're still reading to our kids at night, and I can be honest with you, sometimes it's tedious because we're reading the same book over and over and over and over. Well, let me tell you, Moonlight is incredible. The magic of Moonlight is simple. It's the experience of reading together with a projection on the wall, because tablets, yes, are a staple for many families, and digital books can be overstimulating sometimes for little kids. And honestly, they leave little room for imagination. But Moonlight bridges the gap between traditional and digital books. There are playful projections, vivid sound effects, and read-along features make this multi-sensory story time a delight. Moonlight is here to help you create imagination-filled, interactive bedtimes for your whole family and make story time magical again. Use the code MOONLIGHT10 with our link to get an extra 10% off your purchase. It's very cool.
But now we have other people's quirks. We asked, you answered.
Oh, yeah. Give us a couple. Give us a couple.
One person wrote that they have to have their windows in the car down at the same level. It has to be equal when they're in the car.
Does that mean that every time they're in the car, they have to lower their windows? Or does that mean that when one is lowered, it's got to be like, no.
I think it's when one is lowered.
Okay.
Like my kids will, you know, like if a kid rolls down a window or something first and then.
You're like, nope.
I'm guessing you probably like over there going, oh, let me make this all even here. I'm cold. Well, it's got to be even.
Roll them up.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good one. I don't have to do that. I think that one is a little like. Seems like a lot of work.
It seems like a lot of work to try to figure out. I don't know if I want to figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay. So another one is. That they have to wipe the toilet down before they sit down, even at their own house. So it's kind of like you with smelling glasses.
Oh.
They always have to wipe their toilet seat down.
What on earth is going on in that house?
I have no idea. Another person wrote that I cut off the butts of yams, but have no problem with the ends of potatoes. So there's that. Is that weird?
I don't know.
Is it because a yam has a pinchy thing at the end that nobody wants? It gets crunchy and hard, but potatoes don't have that.
No, they don't have that, but they have eyes.
Oh, they're looking at you.
Well, they're judging you. They don't want you to trim their butts off.
Oh, they're like, look at my big bum.
Yep. And the yam's like, I'm blind. Cut whatever you'd want.
My butt's pointy, so I'm told.
I also don't have arms to feel or wipe, for that matter.
Unless you leave me in the bottom of the cupboard for a long time, and then I'll have some arms. Remember that? I'm like COVID, and everyone's going, is this potato okay to eat? And it had all its roots.
It was like growing like more potatoes.
Yeah. That was bad. Yeah. All right. Another one we have is some of these don't make sense to me. I really don't get it.
Okay.
I love to go to bed, but I hate staying there. I'll wake up in the middle of the night begging for it to be over so that I can get up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine not really love weird sleeping listeners. Like that? We have some really weird listeners. Dead. Are all of those deads?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's a lot. That's heavy shit. Because, like, if I'm in the middle of it, I will take an extra half a Benny to make sure I stay there. To make sure I stay there.
She said, come, Prince Valium. Come to bed with me.
Pink candy. Mommy has to take her pink candy before bed. Don't touch it.
It tastes like broccoli. I used to say that to my kids. I'd like have a treat and I'd be in the driving and they were real little in the back and they'd be like, what do you have? And I'm like, oh, just some broccoli, carrots. So they couldn't see me, you know, because they were in the back.
Yeah. It doesn't smell like broccoli.
Shh. Well, that's broccoli, baby.
That was my impression of all your children.
Yeah. Mind.
I have one.
Okay.
I think I'm allowed to say who this one is from. This is, but I'm going to do it anyway. I don't really know. So Sherry, my sister, checked in, but she said this is from her daughter, Caitlin, my niece.
Okay.
Caitlin's quirk is when people walk too slow is her pet peeve. She can't fucking handle it. And I'm going to tell you what. She wrote an essay on it.
Too slow.
She wrote an essay.
And she's stuck behind or just in general? Like she's looking at someone walking slow. Like she's sitting having lunch at the mall and she sees someone walk by slow. She's upset by that or just when she's caught behind them?
I'll bet both. I'll bet all. I'll bet
she
watches it.
She's like, look how slow that person's walking.
Mother what, don't, of God.
They need to get it together. I mean,
she wrote a personal essay by Caitlin. I'm just going to read you the first couple lines.
Okay.
This girl is
Was this
so
for
smart.
School or something?
I don't know, but she wrote an essay on it, so she feels very strongly about it. Have you ever been stuck behind what seems to be the slowest walker on Earth? If you haven't, then maybe you're the slowest walker on Earth.
Oh my gosh.
If you are one of those people, you're about to get really offended when you hear what I have to say about your absolutely dreadful habit.
Oh no.
Isn't that so
that's
good?
That's funny.
I know. Yeah. It's so like that's strong feelings about.
How old is she?
She's 16.
Mel.
That's
your niece.
She's in 10th grade. She might be in 11th grade.
Melanie Lee.
Listen, I'm tired.
Listen, let's go to break.
Cut it. Cut that out. Best dance ever. No. I think she's 16, but she doesn't have her license. So I don't, that's what well, made me my, think like.
My kid's 17. He doesn't have his license. It's the world we're living in these days. They can Uber everywhere.
Yeah.
Girl, I couldn't wait. I had the car waiting for me, like sitting in the driveway, my little $300 car, like waiting for me to turn 16 to go and get that license. And the minute I got that license, I was like, tucka, 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 all around town in that little bucket, man. Couldn't stop me.
I wasn't allowed to get my license until I was 19 because I was always grounded.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not kidding. I was grounded all the time. I was grounded for asking to wearing shorts too early in the season. That's what I mean.
You're grounded.
Like they're, yeah, grounded. Like go to your room grounded. So I wasn't allowed to get, although I think part of it was like maybe my grades were low. I don't know.
Mel, it might have been an accumulation of things.
Oh, I'm sure. The hate.
Like, I'm only yelling because I've told you 10 times. Or
exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly. Gray got me the other day with his, like, I told you about how he's going to be like a womanizer and all this shit. And
oh, yeah.
Yesterday, he was playing a game and him and Cece were playing together and they were making characters and all these things. And I was like, all right, guys, come on. Time to go to bed. I'm going to read your story. And he was like, oh, but I'm playing with my sister.
Oh my gosh, he was crying
so hard. And I was like, okay, bud, okay. Just 10 more minutes. And Charlie looked at me. He was like,
oh.
Because then he was like, he just fucking got you. And I was like, no, he's serious. And he was like, look at him. And he was like, come on, Cece, let's go over here. So he was fucking fine. And he got me.
Mm-hmm.
I am so screwed. I'm really trying, though, to make him not a
womanizer. No, it's okay. It's like, if he doesn't grow out of it and it progresses into a more mature way of manipulating, then
here's the thing.
He's a little boy.
He's probably gonna like if he screws over women and stuff like that, he's gonna always love me.
You are
and
his
that's
first love.
Really all that matters.
It's really all that does.
So
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody else has quirks,
I have one more.
That's listening. Oh.
Well, you know Charlie sneezes like three times every. Well, it's actually twice. He sneezes twice every time he sneezes, and he shakes the entire house, and it's something.
It's always in twos. It's always in pairs.
It's always in twos. Although we just had COVID, and it was three during COVID, which was funny because we all noticed it. He would sneeze three times in a row during COVID, and now once we're still testing positive, but we're not symptomatic anymore. And if he sneezes now because of allergies or whatever, it's two.
Not funny.
Yeah. I also got my period a second time during COVID.
What is happening? Well.
Right? That's weird.
We're of the age, you know.
To get your period twice a month?
Well, we're getting to where we're not regular anymore, Mel, because the eggs are drying up.
All right. I have two more. End of episode. Weeping. Two more. Charlie, I'm saying this, but I don't care. Yeah, Charlie, my husband. He hates being shocked. Hates it, like to his, in his body core, hates
like
being
an electric,
shocked.
Like actually the
a shock.
Electricity and it pricks you and
yeah, like in the winter when you touch stuff. Uh-huh. So he actually carries around one of those little things to
what
touch things before. There's like these little metal things you carry around to touch something before you touch it so that you don't get it shocks that thing and not you.
What?
I'm not kidding you. They make there's like a mechanism for this.
I don't understand.
They don't make anything to smell like glasses ahead of time, but they right. make little shocky things. So he carries it around with him because he hates it so much. And then he was telling me this morning, he was like, actually, he flicks things quickly before he touches them. So he'll walk around, especially like at the grocery store or outside.
He'll already activate it. Yeah.
He'll flick it and then he'll touch something. Oh, so can you imagine looking at him in a grocery store where he's flicking every single thing before he touches it? And you're like, oh, that poor Asian guy. He's tall and handsome, but boy, is his brain fucked up.
Yeah. He's ticky.
And then Melissa, this I know about Melissa, our nurse. She, when we were growing up, our parents or moms mostly would freak out if the scissors were gone. Freak out because somebody took the scissors and I have a present to wrap. And then everybody's scrambling around the house to find the pair of scissors. And right now I'm sweating just by talking about it because I know the feeling of my mom looking for the scissors. And you're like, and Melissa was
like, who did it?
If someone found it in their room, you did not want to be the one.
And you're trying to remember if you took it into your room.
Oh my God.
Forgot about it.
Dread going in there thinking that it was you. Like, God, I hope I don't find him in my room. I hope I don't find him in my room. So she sent me a picture of her drawer and she has like 14 pair of scissors in her silverware drawer. Cause she just is like, yeah.
For the same reason.
We have like six. Almost every time I go to Target, I get a pair of scissors cause I'm like, I can't.
Scissors that you'll never use.
That's like trauma. Yeah.
But you know what? At least you have backup scissors when you buy the new pack of scissors, because the only way you can get into the pack of scissors is if you have scissors.
Thank you.
So if you're buying scissors and you don't have scissors, you might as well fucking throw those in the trash.
Just throw them in the trash.
Because you'll never be able to open them. They have some like alien seal around
that.
Why
do they do that?
I don't know.
They do it
not
to kids' toys too.
It's so dumb. They're like, no, you will not get this toy out. Like, you know, always those moms that were just tired or the moms or dads and like the cardboard is still like on the bottom. Like, yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
It'll fall off
eventually. Santa still had cardboard on the bottom. Yeah. Santa has cardboard. So they stand up straight. Cardboard stays on there. It's to remind you that Santa's village came from. His cardboard village.
His cardboard village. You know, where the cardboard comes from. The cardboard village.
Comes from Santa's. Yeah.
It's always forgotten, that town, that little village. Never.
No one remembers Santa's cardboard village. We don't celebrate it like Jesus and how we should.
Jesus and Santa and the North Pole, and it all makes sense.
It's about Jesus. Like the cross was wood and the thing, like wood, cardboard. It's all
cardboard.
About Jesus.
Cardboard manger.
Wood. Christmas. That was our through line.
Just, oh my God. We need help. Someone help us. Help.
I know we're going to think of more things, and honestly, I'm interested in what other people will bring to the table because I want to hear other people's quirks because I feel like they're hilarious to me.
Yeah. I wonder too if it's like, is it a quirk or is it a habit, right? Some of the things I was thinking about, like when I go to bed, I always roll over on my right side. I sleep on my right side.
Yeah.
And I have my hand like
is that
under
why your
my pillow.
Eye is different on that side,
oh,
I wonder?
Maybe. Like all of that. Well, you'd think it'd be up higher instead. So it's
it's tired though. You stretch it out this way, and so it like has to go back to normal. But now there's so much skin that it like hangs.
Oh, because it pulled, and so then it's like falling, and oh my,
we're doing it to ourselves. I wonder
I
if that's
sleep
why
on my left.
Maybe
side.
That's why I'm getting creases over the top of my lips is because I'm smelling too many glasses.
Oh, you don't even know you're doing it. Because you go like this, you pucker your lips when you smell.
I do. I walk around like this.
Like you have a cat's
I need to get filler
for a lip.
I want to try to get filler in my lips.
Remember, we talked about this in Panama. Remember that? We're like, we're going to try it. We're just going to get a little bit.
That's because it was like $3
right.
to get a facelift.
That's true. And a new butt and boobs. Mm-hmm. Nobody
and your eggs
boobs,
frozen.
So. Yeah.
They have a bundle.
I heard you stories. Want the bundle? I heard stories of people like just doing too much.
Yeah.
Like literally they were told it was going to be fine, but they did too much in one session. And then it was like ridiculous recovery. Horrible.
I feel like.
Because they did too much in one session.
Well, and you can tell the people that have the same surgeon out here, like between Nicole Kidman and Meg Ryan, and they all have the same. And
well, they need to move
Jennifer
on.
Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox and stuff. You can tell that they all have the kind of the same surgeon because
Courtney Cox looks like a weirdo.
I know.
I'm not trying to shame women.
No,
but like,
I know, but
we need to calm down. Somebody needs a calm. It's one thing to get a little sprinkle here and there. Like mine's more like preventative. I like to get a little Botox.
We're not also not just over 50, so maybe.
You know, that's true. But I feel like. You do it subtle, like you do subtle changes, not where it's changing your entire.
Do you think I should still get filler though? Can I try to get filler and see?
I say you try whatever the hell you want. You can do it. I want to. I'm trying to do it.
I'm not going to get like a facelift now, maybe in a couple years, but
because I feel what like we deal with as women.
If I just got a little pinch up here, anyway.
Well, if you got filler right there on your cheekbones, it would
I'm nervous about Cat Lady, though.
Yeah, but she went overboard. She got, like, implants and shit.
But once you do it, does your face stretch out? And then when the filler goes away, it, like,
no,
sags
worse. No, look at Black
worse.
China. Black China, she had all that filler. She had it dissolved. And she got rid of it because she
But
didn't
did she
like
have to get her skin tightened with, like, a facelift to, like...
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
She's still young. Like, her skin is...
And she's black.
Like, elastic, like, tight and elasticity.
Yeah, she has, like,
we
beautiful... Yeah, I have to suntan to look like a normal human being. And she's just beautiful all the time.
I just wear bronzer. And then all my freckles are turning into basically sunspots that are starting to form and come together.
Yeah.
So it just looks like one big brown spot. Now I just look tan.
All the time.
Because from far away.
Oh, yeah.
It's all blended. But when you get up close, you're like,
oh those are freckles.
She's got.
No, they look like freckles, though. That's good. They're not. I have freckles all over my chest. They're definitely freckles.
I did Snapchat just for fun. We'll do the little filters. I don't really ever post anything. But you know how it'll like do your face and airbrush it and make it all smooth.
Yeah.
But then my chest, I had a V-neck shirt on and my chest had like all these freckles and age spots. And I was
crabby,
like,
oh, yeah. We're so pretty.
We are. Look at us.
My new quirk
is
going to be
gorgeous.
Plastic surgery whenever I want it.
That's our new quirk.
It's going to be my new quirk.
You better quirk, bitch.
You better quirk, quirk. That was not a good song. I am super white. And it's fine. All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Quirky.
Moms are too.
Got something to tell ya.
Right now.
Today.
Oh. I have a life lesson that is not necessarily funny, but I think everybody needs to just fucking do it.
Okay.
I've realized that I'm wasting my face cream because I put it on my face and then I always have like extra on my hands.
You put it on the back of your hands?
I put it now.
Oh.
I put it on the back of my hands and my knees. Well, only recently.
Your knees need it, but back of hands for sure. I always actually put a little bit extra.
Do you?
When I do retinol at night, I do a little squirt on the back of my hands. You know, I got a big mole.
Looks good with your new tattoo.
Looks good. I've got one of those. Is it a mole or a sunspot? Who can really tell?
That's a good point. I have a lot of moles on my chest. That might be from the butter.
You have a lot of nipples.
Yeah.
She calls them moles. They're nipples.
Well, no, I do not. But it also might be from the pure butter we used to put on our bodies before we went out to lay in the sun.
You mean baby oil with iodine?
Butter.
Oh, wait.
What? Butter.
Oh.
Sherry and I used to put butter.
Why?
Well, we only did it once because we did use baby oil and accelerator, it's called. Yes. But we did once think, well, this is stupid. We butter everything else to cook well. And so we put butter on.
My turkey is always brown.
Right?
When I butter it.
This breast. Turkey is always fucking brown. Except we were attacked by bees.
That makes sense.
Wow, you made it through the whole episode. We really appreciate that.
And you know what else we would really appreciate? If you went to Apple Podcast or wherever you listen and rate and review Moms Are Too.
It really helps us so much and lets other future listeners get an idea of what they're getting themselves into.
That's right. Moms Are Too is produced by Rob Adler with Brooklyn Frequency. Music by Kai Sample.